Zechariah chapter 13. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Zechariah 13, verse 1. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. God will provide a spiritual fountain to cleanse people of their sin. That is the promise. And the Bible says in the New Testament to be baptized and wash away your sin, calling on the name of the Lord. And that would be, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is fulfilled in Christ. Verse 2, on that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more, declares the Lord Almighty. I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. Where the gospel of Christ is preached and accepted, the influence and the popularity of idols and superstitions and occult type things fade away. Verse 3. And if anyone still prophesies, his father and mother to whom he was born will say to him, "You must die, because you have told lies in the Lord's name." When he prophesies, his own parents will stab him. This was the command of God under the Old Testament law in Deuteronomy 18, verse 20. Applied to today, as it should be, this would mean anyone who presumes to speak for the Lord, to speak the very words of God, should be seen as a deceiver if any part of their message contradicts Scripture. Verse 4, on that day, every prophet will be ashamed of his prophetic vision. He will not put on a prophet's garment of hair in order to deceive. God says he will put to shame those who try to act like prophets and try to impress people with their own prophetic utterances. And this points to the charlatans of the church age, who say they have new messages from God, but which contradict Orthodox Christian truth, and especially Scripture itself. Verse 5. He will say, "I'm not a prophet, I'm a farmer. The land has been my livelihood since my youth." Once put to shame, these so-called prophets will seek to disconnect themselves from their past actions. Verse 6. If someone asks him, "What are these wounds on your body?" he will answer, "The wounds I was given at the house of my friends." False prophets were noted for inflicting wounds upon themselves to arouse what they believed was a prophetic state. These people who are put to shame by God will try to cover up their slick-talking, so-called prophetic past. Verse 7, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones." The shepherd here is the Lord's shepherd, Jesus Christ. And this prophecy was fulfilled the night that he was arrested. When the soldiers grabbed him, his apostles scattered. Verse 8, "In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left in it." And the great majority of Israel would turn against Christ after he is arrested and crucified. They will reject him, so they will be rejected by him, and they will perish. eternally. Verse 9. This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. Those who come to Christ, I should say those who came to Christ in the early church, did so through the fire of persecution by the majority of Jews who rejected Christ. It was not easy. Their faithfulness through persecution tested their faith and proved that it was pure as gold, pure as pure gold, and confirmed that they truly were God's people. Next time, chapter 14, we'll finish up the book of Zechariah. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.